Western world. It is exploding, violence flaring, bullets loading. You're old enough to kill, but not for voting. You don't believe in war, but what's that gun you're toting? And even the Jordan River has bodies floating. But you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. You understand what I'm trying to say? Can't you feel the fears I'm feeling today? If the button is pushed, there's no running away. There'll be no one to save with the world in a grave. Take a look around you, boy. It's bound to scare you, boy. And you tell me sitting here just contemplating. I can't twist the truth, it knows no regulation. Handful of senators don't pass legislation, and marches alone can't bring integration when human respect is disintegrating. This whole crazy world is just too frustrating. And you tell me China, then take a look around to Selma, Alabama. You may leave here for 4 days in space, but when you return, it's the same old place. The pounding of the drums, the pride and disgrace. You can bury your dead, but don't leave a trace. Hate your next door neighbor, but don't forget to say grace and tell me.
His footprints can be found on the graves of dead young soldiers, on the amber-covered plains, killed by radioactive rains, and his traces can be found in the dying streams and meadows. And he'll kill you if he can. He's the animal of man. Dun, 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 dun. Yes, his traces can be found in the scars of red-skinned children that have never fully healed. Ask a black man how he feels. He's a nervous, gifted child. He's an old man been forgotten. He's a military band. He's the animal of man. Bum, bum, ba-dum.
Dads and mommies, cowboys, rebels, yanks and commies, buy yourselves some real red-blooded fun. If you want to make the grade, you've got to have a hand grenade and a fully automatic GI gun. So buy a gun for your son right away, sir. Shake his hand like a man and let him play, sir. Let his little mind expand. Place a weapon in his hand, for the skills he learns today will someday pay, sir. Pound that kid into submission till he's mastered nuclear fission. Buy him plastic warheads by the score. Once he's got the taste of blood, he's gonna sneak up on his buddies, starting his own thermonuclear war. So buy a gun for your son right away, sir. Shake his hand like a man and let him play, sir. Let his little mind expand. Place a weapon in his hand, for the skills he learns today will someday pay, sir. Buy him khakis and fatigues and sign him up in little leagues and give him calisthenics as a rule. Once you've banished fear and dread, then pat his seven-year-old head and send him off to military school. Oh, buy a gun for your son right away, sir. Shake his hand like a man and let him play, sir. Let his little mind expand. Place a weapon in his hand, for the skills he learns today will someday pay, sir. Once he's grown to be a man, he might get tired of blasting granny. Then you'll see a crisis coming on. Don't get worried, don't get nervous. Send that kid into the service. Let him rise into the Pentagon. At the Pentagon he'll rise. The president he will advise. His reputation growing all the while. With your picture on the wall, he'll get that long-awaited call and press the firing buttons with a smile. So buy a gun for your son right away, sir. Shake his hand like a man and let him play, sir. Let his little mind expand. Place a weapon in his hand, for the skills he learns today will someday pay, sir.
Hey, look yonder, tell me what's that you see? Marching to the fields of Concord. Looks like handsome Johnny with a musket in his hand, marching to the Concord War. Hey, marching to the Concord War. Hey, look yonder, tell me what's that you see? Marching to the fields of Gettysburg. Looks like handsome Johnny with a flintlock in his hand, marching to the Gettysburg War. Hey, marching to the Gettysburg War. And it's a long, hard road. It's a long, hard road. It's a long, hard road. Hey, be far, we'll be free. Hey, look yonder, tell me what you see. Marching to the fields of Dunkirk. Looks like handsome Johnny with a carbine in his hand, marching to the Dunkirk War. Hey, marching to the Dunkirk War. Hey, look look yonder, tell me what you see. Marching to the fields of Korea. Looks like handsome Johnny with an M1 in his hand. Marching to the Korean War. Hey, marching to the Korean War. And it's a long, hard road. It's a long, hard road. It's a long, hard road. Hey, before we'll be free. Hey, before we'll be free. Hey, look yonder, tell me what you see. Marching to the fields of Vietnam. Looks like handsome Johnny with an M15. Marching to the Vietnam War. Hey, marching to the Vietnam War. Mm-hmm. Hey, look yonder, tell me what you see. Marching to the fields of Birmingham. Looks like handsome Johnny with his hand rolled in a fist. Marching to the Birmingham War. Hey, marching to the Birmingham War. Hey, what's the use of singing this song? Some of you are not even listening. Tell me what it is we've got to do. Wait for our fields to start listening. Hey, wait for the bullets to start a whistling. Hey, here comes a hydrogen bomb. And here comes a guided missile. Here comes a hydrogen bomb. I can almost hear its whistle. I can almost hear its whistle. Hey, yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
He's 5'2" and he's 6'4". He fights with missiles and with spears. He's all of 31 and he's only 17. He's been a soldier for 1,000 years. He's a Catholic, a Hindu, an atheist, a Jain, a Buddhist and a Baptist and a Jew. And he knows he shouldn't kill, and he knows he always will kill you for me, my friend, and me for you. And he's fighting for Canada, he's fighting for France, he's fighting for the USA. And he's fighting for the Russians, and he's fighting for Japan, and he thinks we'll put an end to war this way. And he's fighting for democracy, he's fighting for the Reds, he says it's for the peace of all. He's the one who must decide who's to live and who's to die, and he never sees the writing on the wall. But without him, how would Hitler have condemned him at Lobau? Without him, Caesar would have stood alone. He's the one who gives his body as a weapon of the war, and without him all this killing can't go on. He's the universal soldier, and he really is to blame. His orders come from far away no more. They come from here and there, and you and me, and brothers, can't you see? This is not the way we put the end to war.
The Spangled Dwarf in his bow tie, the infantry that don't ask why.
Hi, I'm Bob Dunn. Remember those fabulous 60s? The marches, the bands, the draft card burnings, and best of all, the music. Well, now Apple House has collected the finest of those songs on one album called Golden Protest, performed by the original artists who made them famous. You'll thrill to Society's Child by Janis Ian, Pleasant Valley Sunday by the Monkees, What Have They Done to the Rain by the Searchers, In the Ghetto by Elvis Presley, Silent Night 7 O'Clock News by Simon and Garfunkel, and who can ever forget this all-time classic? Yes, Barry McGuire's immortal Eve of Destruction. And of course, my own Masters of War, all for the incredibly low price of $3.95. And if you order now, you'll also receive a treasury of acid rock featuring Vanilla Fudge, Blue Cherry, Frigid Pink, Moby Grape, The Electric Prunes, Jeff Snareplane, Lothar and the Hand People, to name but a few. Plus, as part of this special limited offer, you also get the best of the supergroups with Traffic, Cream, Blind Faith, Ginger Baker's Air Force, and many, many others. Yes, this is a collector's dream, Golden Protest, plus two fabulous 60s albums, all for only $3.95. If you were to purchase these selections separately, they'd cost you hundreds of dollars, and many cannot be found anywhere at any price. Well, it's time for my boot heels to be wandering. But here's something that'll tell you how you can get this amazing record package.
Here's how to order this amazing record package. Just send $3.95 and check your money order plus your name and address to Apple House Box 17K, South Bend, Indiana. Once again, that's $3.95 and check your money to Apple House Box 17K. Do it today.
Come, you masters of war. Here they build the big guns. Here they build the death planes. Here they build all the bombs. Here they hide behind walls. Here they hide behind discs. I just don't want you to know I can see through your masks. You that never done nothing but built to destroy. You play with my world like it's your little toy. You put a gun in my hand and you hide from my eyes. And you turn and run farther when the fast bullets fly. Like Judas of old, you lie and deceive. A world war can be won. You want me to believe, but I see through your eyes, and I see through your brain. Like I see through the water that runs down my drain. You fasten all the triggers for the others to fire. And then you sit back and watch when the death count gets higher. You hide in your mansion while the young people's blood flows out of their bodies and is buried in the mud. You've thrown the worst fear that can ever be hurled. Fear to bring children into the world. For threatening my baby, unborn and unnamed. You ain't worth the blood that runs in your veins. How much do I know but to talk out of turn? You might say that I'm young. You might say I'm unlearned. But there's one thing I know. I'm younger than you. Even Jesus would never forgive what you do.
Let me ask you one question. Is your money that good? Will it buy you forgiveness? Do you think that it could? I think you will find when your death takes its toll, all the money you made will never buy back your soul. And I hope that you die, and your death will come soon. I'll follow your casket by the pale afternoon, and I'll watch while you lord down to your deathbed, and I'll stand over your grave till I'm sure that you're dead.
Shot Medgar Evers, tears ran down my spine, And I cried when they shot Mr. Kennedy, as though I'd lost a father of mine. But Malcolm X got what was coming. He got what he asked for this time. So love me, love me, love me. I'm a liberal. Get it? I go to civil rights rallies, and I put down the old D.A.R. D.A.R., that's the Dykes of the American Revolution. I love Harry and Sidney and Sammy. I hope every colored boy becomes a star. But don't talk about revolution. That's going a little bit too far. So love me, love me, love me. I'm a liberal. I cheered when Humphrey was chosen, my faith in the system restored. And I'm glad that the commies were thrown out from the AFL-CIO board. And I love Puerto Ricans and Negroes as long as they don't move next door. So love me, love me, love me. I'm a liberal. Ah, the people of old Mississippi should all hang their heads in shame. Now I can't understand how their minds work. What's the matter, don't they watch Les Crane? But if you ask me to bus my children, I hope the cops take down your name. So love me, love me, love me. I'm a liberal. Yes, I read New Republic and Nation. I've learned to take every view. You know, I've memorized Lerner and Golden. I feel like I'm almost a Jew. But when it comes to times like Korea, there's no one more red, white, and blue. So love me, love me, love me. I'm a liberal. I vote for the Democratic Party. They want the UN to be strong. I attend all the Pete Seeger concerts. He sure gets me singing those songs. And I'll send all the money you ask for. But don't ask me to come on along. So love me, love me, love me. I'm a liberal. Sure, once I was young and impulsive, I wore every conceivable pin. Even went to socialist meetings, learned all the old union hymns. Ah, but I've grown older and wiser, and that's why I'm turning you in. So love me, love me, love me. I'm a liberal.
I never think too much about what I'm gonna say. Act like I'm supposed to. I feel that unity is the proper way to be. I don't have no need to be different. Cause I'm part of the new America. I'm part of the new America. Cause I'm part of the new America. The music that I listen to is pretty clean. I don't have no need to be dirty.
Not here.
No way.
Not here.
Not ever. I'll take a look at the brighter side of things. No need to get worked up over them, you know what I mean, Andy, baby? Yeah. That's because I'm part of the new America.
He's part of the new America.
'Cause I'm part of the new America.
He's part of the new America.
'Cause I'm part of the new America.
We're part of the new America.
All right, yeah, sure. To my ears,
part of the new America.
I have a practical, economical, compact car.
Part of the new America.
I stay away from imports and two-seaters.
Part of the new America.
I eat natural fast foods.
Part of the new America.
Think Democrat, vote Republican. Cut my budget, yeah, 'cause I'm part of the new America. 'Cause I'm part of the new America. 'Cause I'm part of the new America. We got the red, white, and blue America.
What did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? What did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? I learned that Washington never told a lie. I learned that soldiers seldom die. I learned that everybody's free. And that's what the teacher said to me. And that's what I learned in school today. That's what I learned in school. And what did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? What did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? I learned that policemen are my friends. I learned that justice never ends. I learned that murderers die for the crimes, even if we make a mistake sometimes. And that's what I learned in school today. That's what I learned in school. And what did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? What did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? I learned that war is not so bad. I learned about the great ones we have had. We fought in Germany and in France, and someday I might get my chance. And that's what I learned in school today. That's what I learned in school. And what did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? What did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? I learned our government must be strong. It's always right and never wrong. Our leaders are the finest men, and we elect them again and again. And that's what I learned in school today. That's what I learned in school.
I was on your block.
Another 4 years, we'd rather not.
In the rubble of an abandoned lot.
Another 4 years, we'd rather not.
I was in a suit, it was so damn hot.
Another 4 years, we'd rather not.
I promised a jelly bean in every pot.
Another 4 years, we'd rather not.
Well, I'm here again in the same old spot.
Another 4 years, we'd rather not.
Decay is what I tried to stop.
Another 4 years, we'd rather not.
I knocked down buildings on every block.
Another 4 years, we'd rather not.
Ranch houses on top of lots.
Another 4 years, we'd rather not.
It's time for my nap, I just forgot.
Another 4 years, we'd rather not.
I'm a White House cowboy, the future shot.
Another 4 years, we'd rather not. Gonna talk about the future shot. Another 4 years, we'd rather not. Gonna talk about the future shot. Another 4 years, we'd rather not. Gonna talk about the future shot. Another 4 years, we'd rather not. Gonna talk about the future shot. Another 4 years, we'd rather not. Gonna talk about the future shot. Another 4 years, we'd rather not. Gonna talk about the future shot. Another 4 years, we'd rather not. Gonna talk about the future shot. Another 4 years, we'd rather not. Gonna talk about the future shot. Another 4 years, we'd rather not.
You know me, I was on your block.
Another 4 years, we'd rather not.
In the rubble of an abandoned lot.
Another 4 years, we'd rather not.
I was in a suit, it was so damn hot.
Another 4 years, we'd rather not.
I promised a jelly bean in every pot.
Another 4 years, we'd rather not.
Well, I'm here again in the same old spot.
Another 4 years, we'd rather not.
Decay is what I tried to stop.
Another 4 years, we'd rather not.
I knocked down buildings on every block.
Another 4 years, we'd rather not.
Ranch houses on top of lots.
Another 4 years, we'd rather not.
It's time for my nap, I just forgot.
Another 4 years, we'd rather not.
I'm a White House cowboy, the future shot.
Another 4 years, we'd rather not. Gonna talk about the future shot. Another 4 years, we'd rather not. Gonna talk about the future shot. Another 4 years, we'd rather not. Gonna talk about the future shot. Another 4 years, we'd rather not. Gonna talk about the future shot. Another 4 years, we'd rather not. Gonna talk about the future shot. Another 4 years, we'd rather not. Gonna talk about the future shot. Another 4 years, we'd rather not. Gonna talk about the future shot. Another 4 years, we'd rather not. Gonna talk about the future shot. Another 4 years, we'd rather not.
Well, if you've been paying attention, you know exactly what day it is and what's going on. Yes, friends, it's election day. And you know what they say, if you do something over and over again expecting different results, that's insanity. So while the intelligent, highly educated voters of America decide that it's best to turn the keys of state back over to the guys who drove the car into the ditch while drunkenly counted their money, that's a good idea. And they're proud of themselves. By God, we're voting. We're free. And while we embark on 2 years of what's sure to be absolutely do-nothing politics down in Washington, I thought I would celebrate, if celebrate is a word, by bringing you a bunch of the old 60s protest songs that we all grew up on. We started with Barry McGuire, The Eve of Destruction, the granddaddy of them all. Animal of Man was Roger Miller, By a Gun for Your Son from Tom Paxton. Handsome Johnny was, of course, Richie Havens. Donovan and the Universal Soldier, Golden Protests from National Lampoon, kind of sums it up. Bobby Dylan, Masters of War, Mothers of Invention, Hungry Freaks, Daddy. Phil Oakes, Love Me, I'm a Liberal. Well, you better duck. The Groceries, Part of a New America, What Did You Learn in School Today from Tom Paxton and John Fechner and the City Squad, another 4 years. And like I said, it's not because I'm any great liberal or progressive, but I just hate stupidity. And the rhetoric coming out of the right wing is just plain frickin' stupid. Sharon Engel, Michelle Bachmann, Carl Palladino, all those people. Meg Whitman wants to spend $140 on a job that pays, what, $300,000? There's an agenda behind that, folks. She is not in it for you. So, what's done is done. The results aren't in yet. I'm sitting here. It's Monday. And I'm looking forward to it with dread. So, here's my answer to all that.
Nation of assholes, nation of assholes. I live in a country that's a nation of assholes. Idiots and morons, shitheads and jerks. I'm always amazed at anything still works. Flag-waving dickheads all up in my face, spouting their bullshit all over the place. I try to ignore them, I try to buck up, but now I just wish that they would shut the fuck up. The oil cartels raise the prices because of these assholes and their damn assholes. With all the pollution and the prices of gas, it all goes down, they've got their heads up their assholes. September 11th hit us like a bomb. Osama attacked us, so we captured Saddam. The Iraq occupation makes my teeth gnash, cause it's not about freedom, it's all about cash. Nation of assholes, nation of assholes. We live in a country that's a nation of assholes. Wishing and hoping against all my fears that they elected a sphincter with ears twice.
This world is such a lousy place. They want to end the human race. Armageddon's no surprise. You voted for Reagan twice. Black folks,
didn't know, said the Burgomeister, about the camp on the edge of town. It was Hitler and his crew that tore the German nation down. We saw the cattle cart, it's true, maybe they carried a Jew or two. They woke us up as they rattled through, but what did you expect me to do? We didn't know it all, we didn't see a thing. You can't hold us to blame, what could we do? It was a terrible shame, but we can't bear the blame. Oh no, not us, we didn't know. We didn't know, said the congregation, singing a hymn in their church of white. The press was full of lies about us, preacher told us we were right. The outside agitators came, they burned some churches and put the blame on decent southern people's name, to set our colored people aflame. And maybe some of our boys got hot, and a couple of niggers in reds got shot. They should have stayed where they belong, and preacher would have told us if we'd done wrong. We didn't know it all, we didn't see a thing. You can't hold us to blame, what could we do? It was a terrible shame, but we can't bear the blame. Oh no, not us, we didn't know. Didn't know, said the puzzle voter, watching the president on TV. I guess we got to drop those bombs if we're gonna keep South Asia free. The president's such a peaceful man, I guess he's got some kind of plan. They say we're torturing prisoners of war, but I don't believe that stuff no more. Torturing prisoners is a communist game, and you can bet they're doing the same. I wish this war was over and through, but what do you expect me to do? We didn't know at all, we didn't see a thing. You can't hold us to blame, what could we do? It was a terrible shame, but we can't bear the blame. Oh no, not us, we didn't know.
My blue-eyed son, and where have you been, my darling young one? I've stumbled on the side of 12 misty mountains. I've walked and I crawled on 6 crooked highways. I've stepped in the middle of 7 side forests. I've been out in front of a dozen dead oceans. I've been 10,000 miles in the mouth of a graveyard. And it's a hard rain is gonna fall. Oh, what did you see, my blue-eyed son? And what did you see, my darling young one? I saw a newborn baby with wild wolves all around it. I saw a highway of diamonds with nobody on it. I saw a black branch with blood that kept dripping. I saw a room full of men with their hammers a-bleeding. I saw a white ladder all covered with water. I saw 10,000 talkers whose tongues were all broken. So guns sharp swords in the hands of young children. And it's a hard rain they're gonna fall. Yeah, Oh, what did you hear, my blue-eyed son? And what did you hear, my darling young one? I heard the sound of a thunder that roared out a warning. I heard the roar of a wave that could drown the whole world. I heard 100 drummers whose hands were blazing. I heard 10,000 whispering and nobody listening. I heard one person starve, I heard many people laughing. I heard the song of a poet who died in the gutter. I heard the sound of a clown who cried in the alley. And it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard rains are gonna fall. Oh, what did you meet, my blue-eyed son? And who did you meet, my darling young one? I met a young child beside a dead pony. I met a white man who walked a black dog. I met a young woman whose body was burning. I met a young girl, she gave me a rainbow. I met one man who was wounded in love. I met another man who was wounded in hatred. And it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard rains are gonna fall. And what'll you do now, my blue-eyed son? And what'll you do now, my darling young one? I'm a-going back out for the rain starts a-falling. I'll walk to the depths of the deepest dark forest, where the people are many and their hands are all empty. Where the pellets of poison are flooding their waters. Where the home in the valley meets the damp, dirty prison. And the executioner's face is always well hidden. Where hunger is ugly, where the souls are forgotten. Where black is the color, where none is the number. And I'll tell it and speak it and think it and breathe it. And reflect from the mountain so all souls can see it. And I'll stand on the ocean until I start sinking. But I'll know my song well before I start singing. And it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, and it's a hard, it's a hard rains are gonna fall.
Hey, Mr. Unrefined, lower class, hoodlum kind, trying to beat my head in cause you don't like how I act, well don't do it. And you there who claims to be a friend of mine, yet you preach to me and tell me how much better than me you are, you act like God when you know there's nothing to it. You ask me how decadent and wasted
screams. I didn't eat up all of my ice cream or turn out some light when I came downstairs to go out to burn the rubbish and comb my hair. Just shut up. I need you, the parents of some girl I see, trying to put up a glass wall between her and me to keep her in and to keep me out. Well, it's getting to be just too much and I'm getting fed up. Well, now, I'm a fair man, but you can't push me just so far. Hey, I'm tired of you people whiners, proudly waving your propaganda banners, trying to block my oppression over some indiscretion. Stay away from me. And if you find someday that my mind has slipped away into its own private shell secure, you'll know you've shot me down for sure into confusion. Cause every one of you has tried to sway my own thoughts your own way, and none of you shall be exempt from my feelings of contempt at this intrusion. But if you just understand and let me be, through the bad times that make it. If I want to love, then let me. If you want to hate, forget me. Please, no more politicians with administrative visions, policemen with their notions that I'm out to cause commotions, and you deceitful liars trying to burn the truth in fires. You can't break.
City to lay down and die. Oh. gifts flow down from Rockefeller's vault. He tells us that he's generous, but never to a fault. He's on the give, not on the take. Well, if you think that's true, let's take a look at what he gives and who he gives it to. Hey, here's your gift from Rocky. It's the answer to your prayer. He heard you were in trouble and he always does his share. Just think of him as Robin Hood with one important hitch. He's robbing from the poor folks and he's giving to the rich. Here's to William Ronan, a half a mil and more, for taking care of business on the New York Jersey shore. I think of poor Bill Ronan and I shed a salty tear. It's hard these days to make ends meet on 80 grand a year. And here's your gift from Rocky. It's the answer to your prayer. How about New York welfare mothers? They were living much too high. They needed fiscal discipline. Well, Rocky's just the guy. So when the unemployment rate and the cost of living soared, he cut back ADC 15% across the board, saying, here's your gift from Rocky. It's the answer to your prayer. He heard you were in trouble and he always does his share. Just think of him as Robin Hood with one important hitch. He's a Robin from the poor folks and he's given to the rich. Here's to Henry Kissinger in friendship and in love. A $50,000 check descending from above, expecting nothing in return. So Henry, off your knees, just think of good old Rocky as you travel overseas. And here's your gift from Rocky. It's the answer to your prayer. Subway fares keep rising, whoever we elect. From men who ride in limousines, well, what can we expect? With David's transportation bonds and Nelson's corporate flair, another upstate highway and half a dollar fare. And here's your gift from Rocky. It's the answer to your prayer. White folks in South Africa, seems there is no peace. Apartheid is expensive, someone's gotta pay the police. With UN sanctions hurting trade, they sure know who to thank. When generous investments flow from Chase Manhattan Bank, saying, here's your gift from Rocky, it's the answer to your prayer. Riots up at Attica, hostages and all. They want him to negotiate, they got a lot of gall. And Rocky, he spared no expense on the answer to their call. Delivered when the troopers opened fire from the wall, saying, here's your gift from Rocky, it's the answer to your prayer. He heard you were in trouble, well, he always does his share. You can think of him as Robin Hood with one important hitch. He's robbing from the poor folks and he's giving to the rich. Fuel was short last winter, this year could be worse. But you learn to live with crises when they always line your purse. And if the Arabs shut us off, will Rocky find us more? Sure, a good supply of costly crude from Venezuela's shore, saying, here's your gift from Rocky. It's the answer to your prayer. Gas is up, welfare's down, the prison's under siege. We're doing good if we survive his damn noblesse oblige. and the biggest gift is yet to come. Oh, won't we all be floored when Rocky, our vice president, should say to Jerry Ford, Jerry, here's your gift from Rocky. I know you won't refuse. You'll head the list of all my friends. What have you got to lose? You can think of me as Santa Claus, but let's get one thing clear. You don't elect a Santa. It's the same one every year.
This is the midst of the disillusionment and heartbreak season, and with a recent outbreak of that suicidal strain of despair up in Boston, well, you'd better keep a close watch on your emotions. So remember the seven danger signals of depression. As a general and lasting feeling of hopelessness, inability to concentrate, loss of self-esteem, fear of rejection, misdirected anger, feelings of guilt, and extreme dependency on others. At the first sign of these symptoms, friends, follow these simple rules. Keep working, drink as much as possible, and take your television's advice. And you know, more TVs recommend an amazing new psychic breakthrough than any other. And that's confidence in the system. Fast, safe, and guaranteed by constant federal control, confidence in the system will keep them in power longer, 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 and tend to come and obscure the miseries of disillusionment and despair. Confidence in the system. An easy-to-swallow propaganda form, a new fast-acting thought control. So have some today.
I want me a job that won't pay me well. I want me a job that'll make me starve or make me smell. I guess I can't join Congress or have illegal drugs to sell, but at least I'll die in yuppie heaven, 'cause I live in blue collar hell. I want me a job that guarantees I'll bruise one that's overtaxed, has federal cuts and union dues. One with lots of benefits that I'll probably never use. But then at least I can say I've got a job in the 1991 recession blues. La 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 la. Somebody get me a job. What happened to the economy? And let me reiterate.
Let's go to the river.
Okay, where are we now? Let's get back to work here. Alright, I'm not going to editorialize. I figured, you know, I'm only going to break in twice and talk to you because it's just too depressing. So we started with some anonymous person. Got that off of some left-wing page. That was, of course, Nation of Assholes. Bright Morning Star. Because you're stupid! Hello, America! Tom Paxton. We didn't know. Bob Dylan. Hard Rain's Gonna Fall. People Planners was Dick Campbell. The Real Estate Blues from Roger Manning, who, no, did not pitch for the Philadelphia Phillies. Charlie King, Here's a Gift from Rocky. David Osman, former member of the Fireside Theater, Confidence in the System. Logs in the Mainstream, 1991 Recession Blues. And the Dickies, Eve of Destruction, written, by the way, by P.F. Sloan, who played guitar on the original by Barry McGuire. Just thought you'd like to know. All right, here's your mystery tunes coming up. Kind of a flip side. I'm going to offer some opposing viewpoint here. But I just, my faith in this country is at an all-time low because I have seen idiots. And while the Democrats in this country really deserve to get their asses whooped for being wusses, the rest of us don't deserve stupidity. Or maybe we do. I guess we'll find out, because that's what we're going to get. And we're going to have 2 years of nothing. Today is also, by the way, it's the end of the 2010 election season. It's the beginning of the 2012 election season. And while we get ready to see Sarah Palin versus Barack Obama in 2012, I don't like where that's going to go. I don't know. Anyway, that's why I'm moving to Maine, because at least that way I'm near Canada, if it comes to that. So anyway, I hope you all voted. I hope a lot of you voted Democratic, and I hope with God's help we can all get through this together for the next 4 years or so. Later, babes.
When they threw me out of college, Daddy bought me into Yale, and I spent the first semester just skiing up in Vail. I was busted 4 times, but I never saw jail. Thank God I'm a rich kid. I got a chauffeur-driven Jag and my own private plane. I'm brushing my teeth with Peruvian cocaine. Like to get involved, but it goes against my grain. Thank God I'm a rich kid. And I don't give a damn if the union gets mad when I lay around the factory working for my dad. Still the toughest job that I think I ever had. Thank God I'm a rich kid. Now Daddy's up in Vegas trying to float alone. Mama's with a gigolo shacking up in Rome. I'm a throwing parties at the Palm Springs home. Thank God I'm a rich kid. Woo! Hyperventilate there. Oh, beautiful blind lemon, beautiful. It's Paris in summer, Congo in the fall. Big game hunting with the doctor on call. Back by Christmas for the debutante ball. Thank God I'm a rich kid. I got steaks on my griddle and a yacht on the lake. Cousin in the Senate and a judge on the take. When they run out of bread, mama let them eat cake. Thank God I'm a rich kid.
Is the greatest nation on this earth. Yet there are subversive forces who are trying to undermine the principles that this land was founded upon. That's right, and you know who you are, the feminists, the freeloaders, the bleeding heart judges who let cold-blooded murderers go scot-free, yet tie the hands of our police on the chance they might violate someone's civil rights. I say it's time we stop worrying about the rights of criminals and start protecting the rights of the loyal, God-fearing Americans like you and me.
Wally, 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 Wally.
Today's heavy metal groups are drug-crazed, devil-worshipping maniacs out to poison the minds and bodies of innocent teenagers who are pressured into this evil, satanic lifestyle. Those vermin who believe in legalizing marijuana are really saying, let's legalize all drugs. And while we're at it, prostitution, bestiality, and S&M. Well, it's about time we started getting high on something else besides drugs. Why can't we get high on patriotism, God, and the Bible?
Wally, 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 Wally.
The lunatic liberals are the most hypocritical, sickest group of mental midgets I've ever met. They're against the death penalty, even for mass murderers, yet support the out-and-out killing of innocent unborn babies. They call it aborting a fetus. These are just buzzwords, and they know it. Why can't they say what it really is? Murdering an unborn child. Let me tell you something. What's worse, that poor little baby can't even defend itself.
Wally, Wally.
The U.S. Senate has said there's no place for God in our classrooms. Yet that very same Senate opens each session with a prayer. How hypocritical can you get? Why should God be expelled from our public schools? Do our politicians need to be reminded that this is one nation under God? The feminists are fighting for the ERA. They don't really want the ERA. They want the SRA. The Superior Rights Amendment. They want to be superior to men. We must not let them emasculate the men of America.
Wally, 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 Wally.
Who's got the guts to stand up for America? Ronald Reagan is the greatest president this country has ever had. It's about time we all started believing in America again. Under President Reagan's leadership, we have started. If you don't love this country, then get out of here and make your move to Moscow, pal.